time. And thank you for joining us on this day. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next few minutes of our prayer episodes, so to speak. And you're in touch with Global Time. And what are we? We're a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding to us. So how are you this? I trust it. Had a wonderful season of rest, and that you're feeling fine. If you're not, please, under your awesomely favored, divinely powered and blessed. And I am experiencing the same favor, the same power, and the same blessing. Our focus is waiting, coming, and day where our people, our relatives, our children, our grandchildren, will be coming home. And sometimes it's wearisome, troublesome, and the source of anxiety. But today's word says that we should not be anxious, that all our people will be gathered up. 60 in verse 4, rise around sea. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons will come from afar. Your daughters will be carried in the arms. Then you will and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and what an encouraging word, that those that we're waiting for, that they would no longer be lost, they would be found, would come home. And home doesn't necessarily mean a house, but the fact is, home is where the heart is. And your clan, your tribe, your people, your folk, however we want to term that, that we want them to come home. Husbands ran away or gone or separated themselves, wives that are lost, that have separated themselves for reason. Children that have alienated themselves for whatever reason from their parents. So we want God to bring them home to us so that we can and, engage in loving, caring, sharing, and giving. Life was intended. So if you're in a waiting mode for the return prodigal in your life, well, hang in there. That's the word of God. It says, lift up your eyes about and see. Lift up your eyes and see. And what you see may be what you want to see in the natural, but see what God has said and what he has promised. So waiting for the day of homecoming is the thing. So we'll be seeking God for children on this day, as well as standing and interceding on behalf of Europe and Central Asia. We're still praying through our guide, and this is day 29, way there, folk. It's a journey. It's an adventure. And so today we want to continue press Palm Sunday as we obediently follow God's heart over these next 40 days, and of which we're in day 29. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for each and every person that joined us this great morning, this Wednesday. this second day of the month of April. We thank you for this month because this is the month that we remember that Jesus Christ was and is our Passover. And we thank you for that. So this is a month of renewal, refreshing, remembrance, celebrating, and all of those one laid up in store. For we thank you today for health and strength. We thank you for this privilege of coming before your throne. And we ask you today to forgive us for our trespasses and our sins. Our iniquities come up before us. Forgive us, even as we admit and confess to our shortcomings, our failures. We bless your name today. Thank you for all that yesterday, and we know that you have greater things in store for us today. We trust, O God, that you would lead us according to your promises and your word, from faith to faith, from strength to strength. So looking for the increase today, even wash us and cleanse us all unrighteousness. Help us to have our mind and our hearts circumstances and immediate troubles, but to focus on you, that even if there's a storm, that you are Lord over the storm. We thank you, Lord, that you are in control, sound us, that you are in full charge and in control. We thank you for this time and this season of prayer. We ask you to come in. We invite you. We want you to know that welcomed among us on this day. Have your way with us, to our hearts. We want to hear yours. We know that you have a vision and you have your desire. You want to be in alignment, perfect alignment with your heart. So help us today. Help us. Help us today, even as we present ourselves to you. We thank you all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that we're yet going to see manifested because of our faith and our trust in you. Strengthen each one of our prayer team today. Each one and insight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, once again, we thank you for taking the time out of what God has given you, slicing some time to be with us. Thank you for your sacrifice. Well, your lines are open. As you know, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, we're inviting you to share that with we think it's great. It allows you to speak, to give you a chance. Your heart, maybe a praise of me. We are here and available to stand with you and by you in faith. Amen. I want to share something. I don't know how what it's ever been like for you, but I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to meet individuals who are people of God, and their presence is such, conversation is such, that you leave from their presence encouraged to the max. You feel fire. Wife who to, and in fact, every time, this is probably the second or third time that I've come over the last couple of, so But this brother, in fact, I didn't recognize him until he recognized me, and then he's a man of God dedicated to the Lord, and his name is Emmanuel Ware, W-E. If there are any Wares out there related to you. Okay, so and I just received a dispatch that he's on. Are you on, brother? I don't know. I'm not for sure. If he's not, that's the point I'm making. And I hope that the Lord allows me the privilege and the honor of to stand, but that ought to Romans chapter 12, somewhere around verse 3, says, do not think.
Pastor, sorry to interrupt, but you're breaking up.
If you don't mind, I will drop off and reconnect.
Yeah,
hang in there, please. Thank you for your patience as we have some technical challenges. In the meantime, here is I will ask, in fact, I hear Sister Christine. I would ask you to take the lead. I would like you to pray for for Valerie Burney. In fact, I think you informed us that she needed prayer. So let's pray for her.
I didn't hear you clearly. What you wanted me to do, pray for Sister Valerie?
Valerie Burney. Yes. She,
okay.
Has been seizures. So I'll get off and get back on. Thanks. Bye.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for watching over us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for bringing us one more time to see a brand new day. We thank you for new mercy. We thank you for your grace.
Yes,
we thank
yes.
you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your love. But most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us.
Yes.
Who by every stripe that he took, promised us that we are healed. This morning I ask you to forgive us for our sins and lead us not into temptation.
Yes.
I bring Sister Valerie before you this morning.
Yes,
okay. Yes.
Father, I ask that you touch her. You see and you know everything about her body. You see and you know everything about her situation. And then I ask that you send your anointing right now wherever she is, to touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Let your anointing spirit, Lord, comfort her on every side. Give her the strength that she needs, Lord, to do just simple daily tasks. Give her the strength that she needs, Lord, to come before you daily. Make him petition, Lord. Provide for her every need, Lord. Put her where she's weak, strengthen her.
Yes,
ask that you give her a hunger and a thirst after your righteousness.
Yes,
strengthen her desire to want to serve you.
Yes,
strengthen her faith, Lord. When
she
is discouraged and she's weary, Lord, swear,
yeah.
if you talk to her, your voice comfort her. Put your arms around her when she's alone and she feels lonely, Lord. Let her know that she's never alone because you promised her that you would never leave her nor forsake her.
Yes.
I ask that you grant her favor with the doctors. Lord, you know that she's trying to get surgery. She's trying to get through with her medical problem. I pray that you open doors. You grant her favor, Lord. Favor with you and with man. Father, take away every pain, her joint, her knee, her back. Father, I pray that you touch her. Touch her right now, Lord, and encourage her spirit, Lord. Father, I pray that you may put people around her that will bless her, that will encourage her spirit, that will show her your love, that will teach her about how much you care for her and how much you love her. When there's lack, Father, I pray that you provide for her every need, physically, mentally, spiritually, Lord. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for all that you are doing for her and all that you are about to do. Her family situation with her daughter, Lord, you intervene. Let her be an example to them, Lord, that they may want to live and serve you.
Yes.
Pray that you cover her grandchildren with your blood. Cover her with your blood, Lord, and give her a peace that passes all understanding, that she will know that you are in control of every situation, no matter how it looks, that you are the God of the impossible. And I know that she would not forget to give you the praises. She would not forget to give you the honor. She would not forget to give you the glory. We thank you because we know that it is done and that she will have a blessed day, that she will have blessed days to come, Lord, and she would rejoice in your name, Jesus. We pray and we ask. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer and responding. Thank you so much, Sister Valerie. Let us pray for the nations that are on behalf of the nations of Europe that have been selected for this day, and Central Asia. And some of these nations you may not have heard of, but they're deep in Eastern Europe. And, of course, we are familiar with Italy. So that's one nation we are praying for today. We are praying for the nation of Italy, for the Italians, and Kazakhstan, and Kosovo, and Kyrgyzstan, and Latvia, and Liechtenstein, Lithuania, and Luxembourg. These are nations in Eastern Europe, along with Italy, which is close by. Let us pray that God would just move in those nations, that he would visit those nations in a mighty way, that the coldness of religion and the darkness of the kingdom of darkness and sin would be pushed back, and that the kingdom of Jesus Christ, who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, will advance mightily to take over and to bring light to those dark places, and that all will know that he is Lord. They will bow, they will confess, they will turn to him, they will make straight paths, they will worship the King of Glory, who is our Passover Lamb. So let us pray for those nations right now in Eastern Europe that are languishing in sin, lostness. Father, we thank you for those nations that we've mentioned. They all belong to you, even if we have never heard of them, don't know of them. But these are nations that you have given rise to, given permission to be and to exist. And they're there for your glory. However, they do not know that. Every man has gone to his own way, and we pray that you would harness them, bring them back, recover them, pull them in, cause them to embrace your love, your grace, and your compassion, and praise you on a daily basis. So we thank you, Lord, even though we don't see it with our eyes, but we know what your word said, that your son will have as an inheritance all of the nations and the utmost parts of the earth. So our hearts are locked into your promise. Our hearts are focused on your word and your promise. So it's in that way we pray today, based on what you said, not what we're seeing, but what you said. So we pray that those nations, even as the sound of the gospel goes out, send teachers, send preachers, send people that have lives that shine, that inspire, that lead, leading them out of the darkness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Friend, my heart is stirred every time I think of God's plan and for the earth and for the nations. I'm encouraged. I really am, because I know what his word says, and we did read it. We did read it. It's there. So, do you have a praise report or a prayer request? We must move forward, but we do not want to leave you behind. So if you have a praise report, speak up, please. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, saints. Thank you for life and peace. I would like to lift up a prayer for the people of Chile who experienced a massive earthquake on yesterday. I think they said it was something like 8.2. And it has already caused one wave, and they were expecting maybe a tsunami. I haven't heard anything this morning because I didn't turn the news on this morning, but if we could just lift those people up in prayer, please.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for that request. As I was listening to the news on yesterday, I said, boy, you don't know what a day will bring. And we are at the mercy of God. We're so independent in our minds and our thinking that, like, we don't need them. But the creation groans, waiting in anticipation for the revelation of the sons of God. The creation is groaning. It is. So let us pray for Chile. We did pray for Chile when we prayed through North and South America within the last 2 weeks. And Chile was one of the places. Let us lift them up again before the Lord to protect that nation, protect the children and the adults from disaster and from tragedy in that awesome earthquake. Unfortunately, happened at sea. It didn't happen, on land. But what the threat is that in the aftershocks, a tsunami, which is a tidal wave of huge proportions, that will come and overrun the land and then cause loss of life and damage. Father, we rebuke the work of the adversary. We ask for your protection, your arms, your loving arms around your nation, Chile, that you would protect the children, even as they huddle with their parents in fear of what may happen. that you would remember this nation as a nation that you promised to your son, Jesus Christ. It's his inheritance, the land, the people, and all. In the name of Jesus, Father, you place a limit on where the water can go and cannot go.
Yes, sir.
We release that truth, that fact, your power to put a limit on the water so it goes thus far and no further, stays within the boundaries that you have already established, so that life can be preserved and supported and not taken and destroyed. So we thank you today that no life will be lost, that you've established a boundary for the waters. You've spoken peace to the earth so that it will not shake and disrupt life in that region. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. Amen and amen. Thank you for your protection. Hallelujah. We're thanking God for all of you that have joined us, and you're so faithful, and we love, and let me speak for myself. I'm sure it's true for everyone else, but I love and thank you. I love you and thank you for being so supportive in this task that God has given us. Well, I went off the air for a moment to come back in, straightening out my connection with the studio. We were about to pray for Emmanuel Ware, a man of God, wonderful man of God, who is, when you meet in his presence, is very encouraging, and for his wife. His wife has physical challenges. She is in a wheelchair and so on. She was formerly a school teacher, and she's been immobilized or localized to a wheelchair for quite some time. But she loves the Lord. Her spirits are up, and he loves the Lord, and his spirits are up. But I do want to pray for her today, that God would continue to strengthen. Her name is Roberta. And so I'm going to ask one of our prayer team, I'm going to ask one of you to lift up Roberta, pray for her strength, physical strength, her spiritual strength. And you know how it is. You may love the Lord, but there are days when you may feel down. And we pray today would be a day of visitation for her, of renewed vitality in the Lord, even as she awaits for healing so that she can walk again. And her name is Roberta Ware. I would ask one of you to pray for her, please. Lead us in prayer. We would be so happy if you would do that. Would you? Someone come on and pray for, lead us in prayer for his virtue. It would be a great thing. Hallelujah. Praying for Roberta. Roberta Ware. Yes. I believe the Lord would have us pray for her, because my encounter with her husband on yesterday was really a divine appointment. I believe in divine appointments. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come to you this morning. and no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We come asking you for forgiveness of our sins. We come thanking you for your mercy and your grace that you have endured on us. You promised us new mercies each day, Father, and we thank you for that promise that we could come to boldly before your throne. Father, this morning I lift up Ms. Roberta, and I ask you, Lord, that you will strengthen her, that you will touch her right now from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, wherever she is. Father, we bring her before you knowing that she is a woman of God and that she loves you. Lord, we ask that you encourage her spirit. You strengthen her body, physically, strengthen her mentally, strengthen her, Lord, that she would know that regardless of what the situation is, you are in control. And once you are in control, there's nothing for her to fear or to worry. But I ask that you strengthen her in every area, that you give her peace, Lord, the peace that passeth all understanding. Father, where she's weak, that you lift her up, that you strengthen her, because you have promised us that where we are, when we are weak, you are strong. And therefore, we are strong in our weakness. And lift up her husband, Emmanuel. Father, I thank you for this man of God. I thank you, Lord, that he has the desire to serve you. Father, I pray that you continue strengthening him as a husband and as a man, that you give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, Lord, to deal with situations when they arise. I pray that you would give him the strength, continue giving him the strength to stand with his wife in every situation. Bind them with cords that cannot be broken, Lord. Strengthen them as they go about their daily tasks. Strengthen them as they come before you, Lord, seeking for help, for strength in whatever they need to do. Father, and I know that they would not forget to honor you. They will not forget to give you the glory. They will not forget to give you the praise. We ask these things in your name, Jesus, and we call it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You want to be encouraged and hear a little bit more of this gentleman, Emmanuel. We ran into him yesterday. You know what he was doing? He was in an eatery. We stopped to get something to eat. And my wife and I, that is. And I left to my wife and from where we were sitting and went to the restroom. And on my way to the restroom, he was sitting there in the waiting area of this eatery. And he was giving out tracts to people as they come by. So as I walked by, he offered a tract to me, and I said, well, you know, that's okay, no thank you. And then he recognized me, and I was okay. I didn't recognize him, and that's when we connected. But the point I'm making is it turned out that we had a conversation, quite a lengthy conversation after that. And his wife is home, as I said. She's wheelchair-bound. That day, yesterday, was her birthday. And he stopped at this eatery to get her a breakfast or something like that, whatever it was that she wanted. And while he was waiting in the waiting area for his order to be processed, he was giving out tracts to people. Here's the point. This man loves his wife. His wife has physical challenges, but yet he is not stopped. He is not stopped. He's just serving the Lord. So when we really met and it was just such a delight. There was such a light around him. No complaints. No bad, sad stories. Just full of the joy of the Lord. That's inspiring. So I just wanted to share that with you so that you would be encouraged. If you're feeling down today, and it's easy for that to happen on any given day for anyone, be encouraged. Be encouraged. We must look higher, above, and beyond the mere horizon, which may not be pretty to look like, to look at. But there's a horizon out there that is very, very real. And we must keep our eyes focused on that. Okay, before we go today, we want to pray. We want to seek God for our children. I was so blessed this past weekend. Our children's department had a presentation, and it was so encouraging that it took me back to my own childhood. It was that inspiring. And Mark 10:14 says, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." So we want to seek God today for the children, that children will hear the gospel and encounter Christ early in life, and that God's great fatherly heart will be revealed with healing power to children who have been wounded or disappointed by their parents, for lasting family stability, for excellence in education, for wisdom to be formed in their early days, and pray for safety for them from violence, abuse, perversion, and that they would simply have laughter and joy. Every child is entitled to that. I want to ask one of you, even as our program nears the conclusion today, that you would pray for the children. Would someone take that up, please? It's a worthy prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the children, not just for ours. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're seeking God on behalf of the children today.
Glory.
They're waking up even now. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory to you, Almighty God. Father God,
yes.
We lift up children before you. Father, you said this, Papa, the children,
yes,
to come up to you and to forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Lord God Almighty, we pray, Lord God, today that you would hold them, Lord, in the palm of your hands. Lord,
yes,
God, we pray,
yes,
that they belong to you, and they are the future of tomorrow. God, they are the ones that will carry the torch. Yes, Lord, that will take up the baton. Father God, today, so protect them in their innocence in the name of Jesus. This morning,
yes,
we rebuke every plot of the enemy for their lives in the name of Jesus. We cancel,
yes,
every assignment that coming in that
in
my
name
child
of Jesus.
To steal, to kill, or to destroy their innocence, their joy, their laughter, their peace.
Yes.
Lord, we declare this morning that they will have life, and they will have it even more abundantly in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, that your hand will protect them from harm and danger, that you will keep them, Lord, physically, you will keep them in a good health. Lord God, we rebuke every childhood sickness and disease
in the name of Jesus.
We will protect them, Lord God, from abuse in the name of sexual abuse and mind abuse in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that every word that would be spoken to them would be words of enlightenment, words of encouragement, words that will prosper
yes,
them and not help them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we take on all of children, oh God, throughout the end
yes.
of this earth right now, Lord God. And
yes,
we place,
God.
Oh God, in your protection, Lord God, in your hands, that they will be able
yes.
to grow up into young
yes.
women and young men
yes.
and young
yes.
adults and young
yes.
and
fully grown men and women that would have a heart and a desire to serve you, to know of
yes.
you, to love you. Yes, Lord God, that your purpose in them will be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus, and nothing, no weapon formed against them will prosper in the name of Jesus, that they will go on to do your will, and your kingdom
yes.
will come through them. In Jesus' name we pray this
yes.
morning. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise Amen. The name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for leading us in that prayer. And Father, we thank you for hearing that prayer on behalf of the children. Bless them all everywhere today, even as they arise today and prepare to go to school. Father, we pray that they would have a day of peace, a day of joy, a day of lots of laughter in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Even as our program winds down, I do want to make a correction, and I do apologize and take full responsibility for giving you some information that was somewhat inaccurate. Not intentionally, but I guess it's just, so pray for me. You know, my plate is full, so I'm not making an excuse, but I'm letting you know I need prayer. The Passover celebration in Seder is not on Wednesday. It's on Tuesday, the 15th. Passover begins on the Monday, the 14th, at sundown. And so we will be celebrating with Bethel Church Ministry. I'm heading up a table over there, and you're invited to join us at Bethel Church Ministries International on West End Avenue, right at the corner of South Orange Avenue, across from the Dunkin' Donuts. And I know Dr. Harris is planning a wonderful event, the church there is. And so on Tuesday night, they will be with us at our venue at 6:30 for our Seder. The two nights, first two nights of Passover are the two most important nights of that event. And so we're thanking God for doing that. And we have a Jewish family that is supporting us in this event. I mean, I've always had a desire to celebrate Passover at the home of a Jewish family. Well, it hasn't turned out quite like that at this point. But incidentally, we just made connections, and love is happening. And this Jewish family is supporting us they are so thrilled and impressed that we would celebrate the Passover. So let's pray for them, that God would show them the light. I don't have a sense that they're walking in the light that God has fully provided for them. They may be walking in some of it, but not all of it. And we pray the light of Jesus Christ will hit and light up their lives and their family in the name of Jesus. I believe that is coming. They remind me of Rahab, who hid the spies in Jericho, and she was a prostitute and a pimp, if you will, but God blessed her and her family by saving them from destruction, and also putting that lady in Jesus' bloodline, Rahab. Go check it out in the book of Luke. Praise God. So remember now, please reserve. We have limited seating. Please reserve. That's how it's done. We can't seat everyone. The place can't hold everyone. And so we are looking for a wonderful time on April 15th. That's the Tuesday evening. Thank you for accepting my apologies and forgiving me. Okay, well, it looks like we're just about out of here. Let me leave us with a benediction. Let's see what God is saying to us today through that. Galatians chapter 6, verse 18. It says, "Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." Amen. Praise God, and may God bless you richly. Please join us on tomorrow. Thank you for joining us today.
Awesome and a mighty God.
Amen.
Everyone,
God bless you. We love you. God bless
you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. I received that. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. God bless you. morning, they're still trying to get
I don't have a number for him. I don't have a number. I can look, but I don't think I have a number for him. Yeah, give Mike a call. What's today? Thursday, Wednesday. Yeah. Give him a call. Because I don't even remember the name of the place. I don't even know where it is. And I know his personal name, but I don't know where that is.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. There's a person. All right, we are talking.